This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
With two full days of questioning, we've seen that our Democratic colleagues have very few questions actually to raise about Judge Barrett's qualifications.
Let's review our progress so far.
Have you ever made unwanted requests for sexual favors or committed any verbal or physical harassment or assault of a sexual nature?
You condemn white supremacy, correct?
Have you ever faced discipline or entered into a settlement related to this kind of conduct?
Ever hang around the gymnasium?
Have you ever, under the influence of alcohol, questioned the teachings of the Mormon Church?
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It strains originalism if the clear wording of the Constitution establishes a right and you will not acknowledge it.
Well, Senator, it would strain the canons of conduct, which don't permit me to offer off-the-cuff reactions or any opinions outside of the judicial decision-making process. It would strain Article 3, which prevents me from deciding legal issues outside the context of cases and controversies. And as Justice Ginsburg said, it would display disregard for the whole judicial process.
Thank you very, very much. You've been a lovely, lovely witness.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
I respect
and
all
I
of you.
And I wish you would respect the knowledge that goes into getting meeting the needs of the American people. But again, you've been on JAG defending the administration all this time.
Don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
Always the case, but we're not even close to the good.
All right, let's see what happens. Thanks so much
Thank
for joining us.
Thank you for your sensitivity to our constituents' needs.
Give me a...
Oh. Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
When Mazie Hirono was talking about those sexual assaults, was she, and, you know, untoward advances, was she talking to Amy Coney Barrett or the mayor of Anchorage, Alaska, Ethan Berkowitz? He seems to have more of a problem than Amy Coney Barrett does. Anyway, as you know, Marty Walsh is up for re-election next year in Boston, and he's being assaulted politically from the left. Two city councilors, woke city councilors. So he's trying to get as woke as they are, Andrea Campbell and Michelle Wu. And last night, he committed to the recommendations from the Boston Police Reform Task Force, the Boston Police Reform Task Force. They are among their recommendations, creating an independent civilian police oversight office, like basically a civilian review board, which was a real bugaboo back in the 70s, as you know. And they'd even give them subpoena power, expanding the department's adoption of body-worn camera programs and continuing to ban the use of facial recognition software, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So joining us on the line to discuss these recommendations is Larry Calderon. He's the president of the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association, which is the largest police union in the state, not to mention the city. Larry, what's going on with this Boston Police Reform Task Force? Is this just an election year ploy by the mayor?
I don't know. Thanks for having me on, Mr. Carr. I don't know if it's a ploy by the mayor, but it seems to be more of pandering to the activists is how I'm looking at it. You have activists sounding the alarm about police reform based upon things that are happening thousands of miles away, and we seem to be getting the brunt of it. Every time we turn around, we're the ones that are getting slapped in the face and painted with the brush. I just don't understand it.
Isn't there some pending legislation in the legislature up on Beacon Hill? Is this a response to that? They seem to be kind of bogged down on Beacon Hill about this with this legislation.
Yes, I don't know if that's, you know, I don't know if this is a driving game for them or some way to try and make the state move quicker, but we've been involved with the legislative branches on both sides of the building since back in the summer, if you remember, this pending legislation and conference committee, and we supported most of those changes. We had the Black and Latino Caucus down here in our Union Hall. We run a statewide policy group, and we met with them a couple of different times. We agreed on common sense police reforms, things that will help policing do better. And make no mistake, Howie, I still believe we're the best police department in the country. I always refer to President Obama back in 2015 saying how look no further than the Boston Police Department when it comes to community policing. But yet our own elected officials seem to, they want to make noise with the activists. They're acting like activists out there instead of standing up for their men and women in blue that are answering the calls to 911 day in and day out. They're bashing us over the head. It just doesn't make
what is
any
this
sense.
Thing? What is this thing about the body cams? I thought you guys had body cams.
We do have body cams. And this is another thing that's somewhat driving us crazy. We already have body cameras, but yet it's not enough.
So what do they want? What do they want? Multiple body cams? What are they looking for here?
I don't know. There was this belief out there like it was a silver bullet. They put body cams on police officers, and they were going to catch all the bad things we do. And now all it's proven is that with every body camera that's being reviewed, it's exonerating the officers.
Right, exactly.
What you're seeing is the offenders are the ones filing these false claims of these false police reports, and nothing gets done about it. What they should do is prosecute the people that are falsely accusing police officers of wrongdoing. And let them see how it feels to actually answer and have some type of responsibility of their own.
Yeah, they don't seem to, across the country, they don't seem to go after people who file these false reports, whether it's against police officers or a hate crime. There was one in Madison, Wisconsin they just threw out. A woman just made it up, you know? And it just, no prosecution. They spent thousands of dollars investigating the claims, and then they just say, oh, she was only trying to make a point. Then they let it go.
Yeah, Howie, I don't get it. You know, for the last decade, our own department's been reporting that internal affairs complaints against officers have gone down. They've gone down steadily. And these activists still push these body cameras. And then body cameras prove that our officers are the best in the country. We're doing a great job out there day and night. And what do they want? They want more body cameras. And on top of more body cameras, they want to put more reforms on the table. We're the best police department in the nation. And they should recognize that. And our officials should be standing up and praising the job the men and women are doing on a daily basis. They haven't had a day off all summer. They're ordered every time they're on a day off for every activist, standout, walk by, no matter what it is, our officers are working day and night. And we can't get one local politician to stand up publicly and say, thank you. What a great job you're doing.
You can't even get any state reps to do that? I can understand. I sort of understand most of the members of the city council, but I mean, you can't even get the, you know, like Flaherty to stand up.
Well, to be fair to some of the city council, Howie, councilors Flaherty, Flynn, Baker, Asabi George, some of them have been very vocal. They've been very supportive of the men and women in the city of Boston. But you know, it should be all of them. It should be the mayor. It should be our commissioner. It should be everybody. Recognizing the job that the men and women are doing every day of the week. Whether you want to just go back to when COVID first started and we were out there in droves or these protests and the riots from May 31st or all summer with every standout and protest or walk by we had, our men and women are out there every day and we're doing a great job. And somebody needs to say so.
What's up with the Civilian Review Board? I'm reading a story. The office will feature an internal affairs oversight panel that will be able to police internal affairs investigations at its discretion without limitations, subpoena power. Who's going to be on this Civilian Review Board? Larry Calderon from the BPPA.
I don't know, Howie. We asked some questions. To start with, we were not invited to that committee. We were not offered a seat on that committee. We were not asked our opinion on it. What would make policing better in Boston? Please understand that as great as I believe we are, we're not ignorant. We're open to anything that will make us do our job better. If we can serve the citizens of Boston in a better way, let's discuss it like rational human beings. However, we're not even given that opportunity. Well, what we constantly hear is unions are the obstructionists. How can we be obstructionists if we haven't even been offered a seat at the table?
Yeah. Are you guys going to endorse anybody for president or have you?
No, we have not. In fact, our House of Representatives have not entered into that conversation. And month by month, what has happened, that there's so much division in the country now, Howie. we believe that the best course of action for our organization and our family members is not to have any division within our ranks. We have enough. We're getting attacked every day from every side, whether it's the activists, our local officials, people across the country claiming police reform is needed. You know what? I understand other police departments, but we have enough division. What we want to do is we want to take care of the men and women on this job and their families and try to put a smile on their face, not aggravate anybody.
Yeah, it's kind of sounds like I know the way you most of your members are going to be voting, but I won't say that. I'm not asking you to say anything either. But it's pretty clear. One last question. What do the rank and file think of Marty Walsh? I mean, I would assume most of them voted for him in the last election over Tito. But what do they think of him now?
It's hard for me to gauge that. There's a lot of anger on the street and a lot of disappointment in the street. And, you know, I give credit where credit's due, Howie. I've been on here before. The mayor has done an outstanding job on many fronts. He is hiring bodies, but you'll hear me say we're just not hiring them fast enough. When I came on in 1994, we had roughly just shy of 2,000 uniformed police officers. And back then, I think the population was somewhere around 500,000 people in the city. Now we're upwards of 750,000 people residing in the city, and we're down 450 police officers. I mean, we have to hire police officers. And I got to say this, too. Earlier I was on another show where people are talking about getting more psychologists and more
health
professionals to help us. There is a place for emotionally disturbed people. There is a place for help for the police department. But let me tell you, psychologists, they're not stopping an emotionally disturbed person with a weapon, with a knife. It takes police officers. And when you call 911 at any point during the day, you're looking for help. You want
right.
men and women in blue. And that's the services we provide, and we need more help, Howie.
Right. And when a social worker goes out and thinks they're dealing with somebody who's mentally disturbed, guess what? They want a cop, too. They don't want another psychologist. They want a cop, right?
It's been proven already, Howie. Yes, it has.
Yeah. I mean, that's common sense. Larry Calderon from the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association, thanks for being with us, and thanks for filling us in, and good luck with these so-called reforms that they're pushing through or they want to push through at City Hall. Fall is here, so now's your chance to start up with something new. Let HelloFresh instantly spice up mealtime at your house with seasonal fresh ingredients and mouthwatering recipes delivered to your door contact-free. This is better than earlier food delivery systems. This will give you a chance to choose between and among 22 chef-curated recipes each week, including low-calorie, vegetarian, and family-friendly options. Make any night feel extra festive with their Surf and Turf, Kraft Burger, and Taste Tour Gourmet Feast. They're pretty good, aren't they, Grace?
They're so delicious. I can't wait to try the next one. I had the crispy chicken parmesan. Everybody probably knows this from just listening. I'm not a huge cook. And I have to say, it came out delicious. My whole house said it was very yummy. So anyone can do it. If I can do it, anyone can do it.
Other than the taste and the ease, it's the fact that it's so quick to put these meals together. It only takes 20 minutes. Taylor even knows that, Taylor, right?
Yeah, very quick to make. My favorite part about it is I don't have to have that back and forth with my wife. What's for dinner tonight? I don't know. What do you want to have? What do we have in the fridge? This takes all that angst and frustration out of the household. That's what we're having. It's easy to make, and they provide everything.
And whatever you like, they got. We made sausage and rice, two of my favorites. Whatever you like, HelloFresh has got it. They've also got recyclable packaging and pre-portioned ingredients. That cuts down on home food waste by at least 25%. You'll feel good about using them instead of buying at the grocery store where you have to buy more ingredients than you need so many times if you're trying a different recipe. You'll also be saving 40% versus shopping at your local grocery store. More servings mean more savings, so now you can order larger HelloFresh boxes for even better value. Easily change your delivery days, add extra meals, or you can even skip a week whenever you're on the road because HelloFresh is flexible to fit your lifestyle. You're really going to love this. This is a great new service. HelloFresh. Get started with America's number one meal kit. Go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie to get $80 off across five boxes, including free shipping on your first box. That's promo code Howie for $80 in savings at HelloFresh.com. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
Experience the amazing benefits of Super Beats Soft Chews. Grace is holding them up now for the social media. When you purchase two bags of Super Beats Chews, they'll throw in a free bag of Super Beats Chews and a free bag of Vitamin D3 Chews, which may be even tastier than Super Beats Chews, which are pretty tasty themselves. Hurry to www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
I notice you absconded with the new packages of Super Beats. There are none left here.
I'm sorry, Taylor. We'll be back in May.
Oh, great. I look forward to that short, short hiatus. Will ABC ask Joe Biden about his meeting with the Ukrainian at tomorrow's town hall?
No, they're going to claim they didn't know because they couldn't find it on Twitter or Facebook.
Well, surprisingly, not surprisingly, House Republicans have posted the story to their own website, House Judiciary. Republicans, we tweeted out from our account, so they got around Twitter's little lockout. Yeah.
And Josh Hawley, the freshman senator from Missouri, has asked the Federal Elections Commission, the FEC, to investigate the fact that all these social media giants have taken down or blocked any kind of access to the stories.
So 96% say no, ABC will not be asking Biden about this tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, I agree. We'll see. We'll see. I'm sure the president will be mentioning it tonight in Iowa, and I'm looking forward to listening to the speech. I always like to listen to the speech, and he's got some new material today. 844-500-4242. I'm telling you, I don't know what's happened to the Boston Globe. I mean, we've had several acts of random journalism recently about Charlie Parker and the COVID-19 disastrous response. I don't know if Mara Healey has told them that they got to get ready to knock him out of the race or what, but they got another story today. Listen to this headline. This headline is unimaginable in the Boston Globe a few weeks ago. Since summer, Massachusetts has had more deaths per capita than nearby states. Why? And when they say nearby states, that means higher than any place in the country, because the only top places for COVID deaths are all contiguous states in this area. New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. They're all right there together. And this is the most amazing number that I hadn't seen before today. In September, COVID-19 claimed 392 lives in Massachusetts, more than were reported in New York and New Jersey combined. And you heard a couple nights ago, Charlie Parker, the governor, was saying how Massachusetts was transformational. We've done such a great job. We're doing more tests than anywhere else. What the hell do tests matter if more people are dying here than are dying in New York and New Jersey combined? What kind of job is he doing?
As someone who's listened to so many hours of Charlie Baker press conferences, I just can so picture him reading these headlines and saying to himself, why aren't they talking about the testing? We're number one in testing. Over 1 million tests.
Look how many restaurants I've put out of business. And I've arrested gym owners. And we've stopped people from having funerals. And they can't, and they until recently, they couldn't go into the nursing home and visit their 80-year-old relatives. Why aren't I getting any credit? Just because everybody's still dying at a higher rate than any other state in the union. If you know, overall, we're still number three in deaths, and we're number two in nursing home deaths. But over the last few months, we are now number one in the death rate. And he's ripping on Florida, Texas, Georgia, even California, another blue state like his own Massachusetts.
He's bragging about our mask ambassadors. What good is a mask ambassador if people are actually dying?
Yeah. I mean, isn't that the only thing that really matters? And he's worried about COVID clusters in these places like college towns where nobody's going to die. And yet two-thirds of the deaths have come in the nursing homes that he's directly responsible for. We'll take some calls when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
Do you have no water, poor water quality, or low pressure? This is Howie Carr. Call the water experts serving Massachusetts and New Hampshire. Skillings and Sons. They're ready with 24-hour service and a fleet of trucks stocked with parts to make sure you're not without water. With over 50 years of experience, they take pride in having a family of employees that are the best in the business. For all things water, Skillings and Sons is there for you. SkillingsandSons.com.
Let me tell you about a new sponsor to the Howie Carr Show, Helping Hands of America. For over two decades, Helping Hands has made donating your car, truck, or boat to a New England charity incredibly easy. I've donated and you should too. It takes one call. The pickup is not only fast, but it's free, and your donation is 100% tax deductible. Call Helping Hands at 888-881-9090. That's 888-881-9090. Or visit helpinghandsofamerica.org. Restrictions may apply.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Multiple texters are saying that there's some clusters in Massachusetts, but not COVID-19 clusters, if you know what I'm talking about. 207 says, I live in Montana now and schools are shutting down for one COVID positive test. It's insane. We only have 235 deaths. I know, same thing in Maine. You know, how many deaths are there in Maine now? The state is still somewhat shut down. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And, speaking of, they want to have psychologists going out on the 911 calls. I mean, when was the last, when you call 911, even if it's just not for a violent incident or anything, but just because your house has been broken into, do you want a psychologist to come? No, I don't think so. You don't want to discuss your feelings, your hurt feelings, because someone broke in and stole everything in your house. You want somebody who's going to come out there and at least tell you, this is a damn shame this happened, you know? And, we'll file a police report so you can have it to take it to the insurance company. Even if they can't solve the burglary, you don't want a social worker there. I mean, the social workers have their role, I guess, in society.
Yeah, of course they do. But it's not an insult to them. It's like saying, okay, I have a leak and an electrician comes. It's not the person I need for the job. I need the plumber.
Right.
It's not a dig at the social worker or people who deal in feelings.
And the people who are saying, we need to have social workers go out there. Again, I mentioned it to Calderon. Everybody knows this. If you talk to one cop, they'll tell you, anytime a social worker goes somewhere and they think there's going to be a problem in that household for whatever reason, they want a cop with them. It's not the other way around. Cops don't want social workers with them. It's the social workers that want the cops there to defend them. Next time you need help, call a social worker, okay, to dust off the different variation on that old 70s bumper sticker.
Howie, forget, wanting one for that. Alyssa Milano wanted a cop when a kid was shooting rubber bullets at squirrels in her neighborhood.
Right. Oh, I know.
I'm sure a social worker could have handled that situation, but she didn't want to risk it. Why did you feel as though you wanted to shoot the squirrels?
844-500-4242. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Howie, I got a question for you. You've had Joe DeGeneva on a number of times about the
yes.
Russian collusion hoax, and I'm wondering, have you or Grace or anybody wrote like a column on this? I'm looking for a source I can trust. I have hundreds of people I write to by email in the country, all corners of the country, and I'd like to take an article you guys wrote and send it out to them. Have you written anything?
I mean, we've written over and over again about the Russian collusion hoax. I'm just trying to think of one place where you can just get everything put. It's such an overarching, giant scandal.
I think Molly Hemingway from The Federalist has a lot of really good pieces that explain it in pretty understandable terms if you're not totally used to all of the
I can't really recommend one story that'll give it to you in like 1,000 or 2,000 or even 3,000 words.
It's hard.
Yeah, you've just got to pick a few spots here and there. I mean, the Conservative Treehouse does a good job of covering it on a daily basis, but man, they get into the weeds, and there are a lot of weeds in this story, I'll tell you. I don't know. I wish I could give you a better answer, Mark, but I can't.
Breitbart has some good stuff, too, because they kind of compile a lot of stories into one, so that's a good site as well.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Mark. Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. You, Grace, and the gang. I know you're down in Florida. I don't think it's such a bad idea to send a social worker out with the cop, you know, like Marianne Williamson with a Ouija board or something to tell the guy that just shot five people to put the... But anyway, hey, Howie, one more thing. The Fredo Cuomo's, that moron in New York, Donald Trump, within 10 days, sent him 1,700 beds in that flotilla, and that loser just said, I'm going to murder all these people in the nursing homes. And he writes a book? Are you kidding me?
No, he did. I think we've got some sound cuts here of one or two sound cuts of Fredo here. Or not Fredo, but Andrew. No, maybe we don't. I guess we don't have it. No, I thought we had Fredo talking to somebody else. But yeah, I don't understand this. He's taken a lot of heat even from his acolytes in the alt-left media. I mean, they're saying, why are you writing a book? I mean, it's Janice Dean, the meteorologist from Fox and Friends that we have on sometimes. It's driving her crazy. She's literally having to turn off the TV and go cook or make beds or do housework because she's just going crazy listening to this guy trying to. He's alibi Ike. He's blaming everybody else for his own failings, and he can't.
But it's one thing, Howie, to blame other people and try to kind of skate by without taking responsibility. It's another thing to skirt responsibility and then expect people to throw you a parade. He wants to be, you know, sainted for this, canonized. He thinks he did such a good job. He's going to write a book. He wants there to be a movie.
He has written a book.
Do you know what I mean, though? It's like it's not just enough to eat from the trough.
Yeah.
He's licking the plate.
By the way, I want to play some cuts before we go tonight about, Maisie Hirono said yesterday that Amy Coney Barrett should apologize and say she's sorry for using the phrase sexual preference because it's outdated and it's offensive, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I want to go through that again. She even got Amy to apologize for using the phrase, but we don't need to go through that. But this is Joe Biden, the leader of the Democrat Party. Cut four. Okay.
Regardless of color, sexual preference, their backgrounds.
Sexual, that was in May. That was in May. It's hard to keep up with the proper PC terminology. It changes from month to month or day to day even. So here is a supercut from Free Beacon of all the Dems, including, among others, Biden, Dick Durbin, Denang Dick Blumenthal, Ginsburg even, all of them, and maybe some more, talking about the now verboten phrase sexual preference. Cut five.
You use the term sexual preference to describe those in the LGBTQ community. And let me make clear, sexual preference is an offensive and outdated term.
But this time, bring everybody along, regardless of color, sexual preference.
Based on whatever color, what their sexual preference might be.
By race, by age, by sexual preference.
Doesn't matter what your sexual preference is.
What their sexual preference is.
Never in the course of her military career had anything about her sexual preference had any impact.
Based upon race, color, or preference, or sexual preference.
I don't think that you use the term sexual preference as just, I don't think it was an accident.
Our society has come to respect people. Whatever their sexual preference.
And that, of course, is Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Saint Ruth. She can say it, but her replacement can't say it. And her replacement has two black children. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the notorious B.I.G., as Kamala Harris calls her, she had one black law clerk in her entire, I don't know, 35, 40 years on various courts on the bench. Rick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to make a point. You know, like that cop, I mean, he's doing the same thing all the time. Now, we got to stop it. Good people do not answer to criminals, whether they be crooked politicians or crooked media, these community groups are more that are on the side of the criminals. You can't reason with insanity because it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, civilian review boards, it's like bringing back the worst of the war on poverty and the great society, isn't it?
Yeah, no, and it's got to stop. I mean, good people, we're backed up enough. We're not backing up anymore. Enough of this.
Yeah,
I mean, it's nuts.
And they keep talking, and Larry Calderon from the BPPA was saying they need more cops. I mean, who are they going to recruit to be a cop these days, Rick? You know, who wants to be a cop? I mean, they're checking out in record numbers. And retiring. I don't blame them. Do you?
No. Who the hell would who would join an organization that doesn't back you? I mean, I can see getting rid of the bad cops, and they do get rid of them. But I mean, you don't turn your back on people who are facing death. I mean, it's
right.
Nuts. It's like even when our country used to go to war, we'd expect these kids to be angels. You're in a war. Bad things happen. Deal with it.
And you know. And they want these body cams. And like Calderon said, what we're seeing with these body cams that they're using is most of the time they exonerate the cops. You know, they say, oh, I was beaten. And they say, well, let's go to the videotape, like Warner Wolf used to say. Let's go to the videotape. But it turns out that the guy was mouthing off to the cops. He threw the first punch. He pulled something out of his pants. You know, I mean, most of the time, a body cam works to the cop's advantage, but they still want to use this as some kind of, attempt to bludgeon the police and the authority that they represent on the street. Thanks for the call, Rick. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie, and I apologize if I'm using any outdated phrases or words during my commentary, but in our beautiful city of Northampton, I wanted to let you know that, you know, we really do need social workers out on the streets because the latest what is happening in this city that's slowly deteriorating is the front of steps of City Hall has now been overtaken by the homeless, consisting of tents, sleeping bags, waste buckets, and all sorts of stuff. And it's spreading throughout the city, but nobody's taking a stand. And my position is, well, it's not a police matter, so where are the social workers hitting the streets to reach out to these people who clearly need help, and where are they? Where's the call? We're living in a city that can't make a call one way or another.
What happens when winter arrives? As I recall from my youth, Western Mass gets pretty frigid in January and February.
Very cold. There's plenty of outreach here, Howie, but they're not hitting the streets and making contact with these people, but they know the resources are there, but it's kind of like they're waiting for the customers mm-hmm. to come in where they kind of need to hit the streets and go out and talk to them. And I don't know why City Hall, you can't even get through the front door because it's just a mess. And it's awful.
Thanks for the call, Dave. You know, I mentioned earlier today, there was a story out of San Francisco, the hometown of Nancy Pelosi, Kamala Harris, Dianne Feinstein. Rents year to year are down 31%. The rental cost of a rental apartment in San Francisco is down 31%. You know why? Because people can't take all these celebrations of diversity. And it's not, they're not leaving because of the police aren't wearing enough body cams and you know people are saying sexual preference when they should be saying some other phrase. They can't take the homelessness and the lawlessness. They can't take the feces on the street, the hypodermic needles in the gutters, the homeless encampments in the beautiful parks overlooking the Golden Gate Bridge. They can't take it. They're leaving. One of the most beautiful cities in the world has been totally destroyed by Democrat insanity. They're pooped, as Grace just said. They're pooped in San Francisco. They're checking out. The city
ha,
by
ha ha ha.
Thanks, Taylor.
The city by the bay has a real problem with the odors in the streets. I'm Howie Carr.
The paper boy with a big microphone. Howie Carr.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show was brought to you in part by Ken's Place in Scarborough, Maine. Stop by today and have one of my favorite world-famous batter-dipped fried clams. They are the best in the world. That's Ken's Place on Route 9 in Scarborough, Maine. Here's how it works with my retirement accounts, and I'll bet yours too. If your 401k, your SEP, your IRA, whatever, is going up, you probably don't think very much about it, right? But if it's going down, well, there's nothing much else you can think of. So for the last couple of years, none of us have been worrying much about those quarterly statements. But lately, it's gotten a little worrisome. It's not that bad, not yet anyway, but what goes up must come down. Now is the time to start thinking about adjusting your investments. Gold and silver have always been a hedge against stock market volatility. Uncertainty about the future has traditionally meant rising prices for precious metals. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company I trust. Give Orion a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling Orion Metal Exchange now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. That's 800-912-2300.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zuko from Hampton, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. 201, Texas. In New Jersey, the state attorney general's office does not want people who file false internal affairs claims against the police charged with crimes because it will deter others from making complaints. Yeah, I mean, isn't that why you prosecute people for committing crimes, whether it's a hit and run or robbing a bank or selling narcotics, because you want to discourage them from doing that. So that's why you should prosecute people for making these false reports. And it's ridiculous. I don't remember the last time someone was charged with making a false report, especially for a hate crime. You could do that with impunity. And then when they call you out on it, you say you were just making you were trying to draw attention to the problem. The problem is fake hate crimes. There are more fake hate crimes than there are hate crimes. 844-500-4242. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hi, Howie. I work in Portland as an advanced EMT, and yeah. I just wanted to say Ken's clams are really great. I agree.
But they are the best. Still open for another week or so. They're open till October 25th, I think. Maybe they're open a little later now. But go to Ken's Place in Scarborough, Maine. Go ahead.
So anyhow, a paramedic, a friend of mine, likes to tell this story. He went to a call. Guy thought he was a vampire, and he was underneath a table. And the police were there, and he said they wanted him to check him out. So he bent down to start talking to him, and he got hissed at. He backed off and said, "He's all yours now." The guy came charging out from underneath the table. The police hit him with a taser, and down he went. The medic says, "Now we know crosses, silver bullets, and garlic and tasers take out vampires."
Thanks for the call, Bill. 844-500-4240. I don't think a taser would work on Bela Lugosi. Nah. Or Peter Cushing. He was a vampire in the Hammer movies. Scotia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Scotia.
Yeah, you were talking earlier about the whole nursing home thing and the people dying in New York City under Cuomo's watch. And it seems to me all Cuomo was doing was the death panels that everybody laughed at when Sarah Palin brought them up. And it's just kind of frightening how they just selected nursing homes and completely neglected these people despite what the science said about elderly and COVID.
Well, don't you think, though, that, I mean, the death panels, you know, that under the death panels, they would have made a specific decision like triage on a battlefield, right? You know, if you're over 85, you get some, what did Obama say? You get some blue, you don't get your hip replaced, you get some blue pills and sent home. I mean, in Cuomo's case, he just totally disregarded the advice and the warnings of medical professionals. The nursing homes told him, you're going to kill people. I don't know that it was as even as well organized as a death panel, though, Scotia, was it?
Well, I guess you might be right looking at him and his brother's record, but it just seemed to strike me when you were discussing it, how similar it seemed. It was just very cold and creepy.
It certainly had the effect of death panels. I mean, and again, another statistic the Globe came up with, in addition to the fact that more people are dying here in Massachusetts than New Jersey and New York combined now. I mean, that's a damning statistic. The other statistic that's pretty damning is of every seven people who were alive in nursing homes in February, one of them is dead now. One out of seven dead in nursing homes in Massachusetts. I'm Howie Carr.
We here at Matthews Brothers have a saying that was originally coined our first day in business. A window without glass is just a big drafty hole in the wall. You might wonder why the brothers felt it necessary to state such an obvious fact. But remember, 166 years ago, there wasn't nearly as much to talk about when it came to windows as there is today. Back then, it was pretty much, you got your wood, you got your glass, you got your putty, you got your window. Back then, windows had two jobs, let the light in and keep everything else, wind, rain, bad guys, out. Nowadays, windows are called on to be much more than just glass holders. Today, our windows are more like transparent walls and are actually more thermally efficient than walls in homes built just 50 years ago. When you consider that a window is about 85% glass, you see why the brothers focused on it, even back then. Today, both our windows and our dual and tri-pane insulating glass units are all proudly made in Maine and are not supplied by some other manufacturer out there by the Great Divide. You can see the results of our relentless passion for making wicked awesome windows and doors, but only at Better Lumber Yards and Window Professionals or on the web at MatthewsBrothers.com. That's Matthews Brothers with one T, America's oldest window manufacturer.